This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, December 19th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, experts say it's no surprise that millennials have lower credit scores when compared to other generations, with Arkansas millennial scores ranking fourth lowest in the nation.
And growth in the area cities downtowns, and we'll head downtown to visit a local knit night to see what local knitters are working on. That's part of this month's Locally Made feature.
But first, Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr went before the Arkansas Ethics Commission yesterday as a report was presented on improper spending of campaign and personal expense money. After allegations were brought against him earlier this year, Darr self-reported violations against himself, saying he was unaware of mistakes in how the spending was handled. The meeting was closed to the public, and afterward, Darr refused to say much to reporters as he left with his attorney.
You guys gonna comment?
We're going to comment later.
Do you plan to run for re-election?
I don't know.
Will you resign?
No.
You don't think a misuse of public money is worth resigning over?
What was your take on the findings?
Darr didn't say anything else at that point. Attorney Matt Campbell, a blogger who runs the Democratic-leaning Blue Hog Report, brought the original allegations. Because he filed one of the complaints, he was present during the hearing and told reporters afterward that the lieutenant governor was remorseful.
Mr. Darr made a statement, apologized to the people of Arkansas for his mistakes, thanked me for the report, quote, regardless of the motivation, and said that he's, you know, looking forward to reimbursing and just kind of moving forward in terms of transparency.
The Ethics Commission did not take any immediate action, but will eventually decide what's warranted. This follows a legislative audit last week that showed Darr misspent more than $12,000 from his office budget on personal items and travel.
Arkansas's senators were split yesterday in Washington as the chamber approved a two-year budget deal. Democrat Mark Pryor voted for the measure that staves off the threat of another partial government shutdown. Republican John Bozeman voted against it, saying sequestration was making an impact in reducing government spending.
I really felt like the Budget Control Act was working. This is the first time, actually 2 years in a row, we've cut discretionary spending since World War II. And the problem with this budget act is that you have additional spending now and then additional cuts way down in the future. The problem is that those cuts never come about.
After passing last week in the House, the bill now heads to President Obama for his signature.
Hewlett-Packard says it will be adding around 200 highly skilled jobs to its facility in Conway. The announcement was made yesterday as state and local officials gathered at the Capitol. HP says the jobs will mainly consist of analysts, programmers, and other highly skilled tech workers who will be hired under that company's growing healthcare information division. Governor Mike Beebe said the area is a good fit for the types of jobs needed for this expansion.
Conway obviously is a great location for it with the higher education facilities that are available. And with the, you know, Conway's one of those demographics in the state that's a little different than most places. They have a younger demographic than most cities, and they have a really high education level per capita-wise.
Earlier this year, HP announced layoffs of hundreds of workers at its call center in Conway. State economic development officials say they are working to determine whether the company still meets an employment threshold needed to receive the full amount of qualified incentives from the governor's Quick Action Closing Fund.
An osteopathic medical school that could eventually serve 600 students could be in Fort Smith's future. According to thecitywire.com, the Fort Smith Regional Healthcare Foundation is investigating the feasibility of a facility that would teach osteopathic medicine, which is a system of medical care that emphasizes the interrelationship between structure and function and focuses on the body's ability to heal itself while using current medical and surgical practices. The Fort Smith Regional Healthcare Foundation, which was formed after the sale of Sparks Health System to Health Management Associates, has around $50 million, not all of which would be available for the school. The foundation has taken the initial steps of contacting the Commission on Osteopathic College Accreditation, and two consultants have been hired to conduct a feasibility study that should be complete sometime in April. Currently, there are only 30 osteopathic medical schools in 28 states. No such schools in Arkansas.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has announced its new Associate Vice Chancellor of University Relations. Starting next year, Laura Jacobs will fill the role vacated after former Associate Vice Chancellor John Diamond was fired earlier this year. Jacobs returns to the U of A after serving as the Communications Director at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art since 2011. Jacobs previously worked at the U of A in the University of Relations office beginning in 1998. Serving in various roles, including Senior Director of Strategic Communications.
Cloudy tonight, slight chance of rain, lows around 54. Cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain. Highs from 55 in northwest Arkansas to lower 60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, chance of rain, possibly some thunderstorms after midnight. Lows from 35 to 41.